Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
John Hansen in for Bob Surratt. It's time to talk to Dean. Dean's around town. Dean, are you having some fun at a pop-up today, my friend?
We are. Are you a Harry Potter fan? Are you, you know, into the movies?
I read a couple of the books. I saw the movies. They're enjoyable. I wouldn't dress up like Harry Potter and wander the streets of Chicago. Don't recommend. I don't know why anyone would, but well, I don't know. Save me, Dean. I don't know where I'm going with that.
No, I would suspect that you would dress up like Harry Potter and wander the streets of Chicago.
Yeah.
Whether or not it had anything to do with Harry Potter or not.
Or Halloween. Exactly.
Yeah, the opportunity to walk around with the magic wand and a really long scarf and the funny Harry Potter glasses.
Yeah.
That's a treat. That's actually something I remember most about all the Harry Potter movies. I interviewed the cast from the very beginning, went to all the premieres. And when the Harry Potter movies opened here in Chicago, we were all at one theater or another for the opening because people would come dressed up in their Harry Potter gear to come and watch the movie. And it was always a lot of fun. This Harry Potter reunion is going to be on HBO Max starting on New Year's Day. So this is going to be a very hairy way to start the new year, if you will.
I will.
Not something that I get to say very often, given my hair status.
Right.
Also, in addition to the Harry Potter reunion, there is an establishment in the Lakeview neighborhood called Replay.
Mm-hmm.
They're on Sheffield, right near Diversey.
Right off the Brown Line there, yeah.
Yeah, they've opened up a Harry Potter pop-up here. So, you know, you come to the bar and hang out with your friends, but you are completely surrounded by the world of Hogwarts here with artwork and memorabilia. They've recreated some of the scenes from Harry Potter. They have interactive things. It's really cool, and that's what we're that's the incredibly long answer to what we're doing here.
Well, I've done those replays plenty on the old TV show I used to work for. I went. They had a great Friends one. I dressed up as Phyllis and went. They had a Game of Thrones one. I dressed up as Cersei. You're starting to notice a trend of my drag history.
You dress up as Harry Potter.
Yeah. Right. No. Well, no, I mean, I would have picked Hermione instead is what I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, I got you.
Yeah,
okay,
I got it. You get what I'm going with there. But, well, that's cool. They always do a great job over there.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of fun. A lot of fun stuff to see. And, you know, they're doing something for New Year's Eve here as well. They're doing what they're calling a very hairy Christmas that originally was only supposed to go until December 31st for New Year's Eve. But they are going to be extending it through the month of January because it's become so popular and people are enjoying coming out here and immersing themselves into the world of Harry Potter. You know, people of a certain age grew up with the books. Remember, you know, when the new Harry Potter books came out, there was always a rush and people waiting in line at the bookstores. It was always such a big deal. All these people now are in their 20s, and hey, guess what? That's perfect bar age. I can't tell you how good I feel being at a bar at 8 o'clock in the morning. Not that I haven't done it when I was in my 20s as well.
Oh yeah, for sure. Well, that's cool, and of course, you guys got the special on New Year's Eve as well on Channel 9. Really quickly before we hit our first break here. I got to mention Hugh Jackman is the latest big name celebrity that has COVID, and he's currently working on a show that now the show's got to shut down.
Yeah, he just opened the Broadway revival of Music Man, and it was opened in previews for less than a week, and he tested positive for COVID-19 yesterday, and he posted a message on his Instagram account saying that his symptoms are just like a cold right now, scratchy throat, bit of a runny nose, but he said, I'm fine, and just as soon as he gets cleared, he'll be back on stage, which they're hoping is going to be in about a week or so. But, you know, just as, even though the, you know, the symptoms are mild with all this, just to show you how contagious this is, five other cast members of the show are also down with COVID right now, including his co-star in the show, Sutton Foster. So what they've done is they have shut the show down, Music Man. They're hoping to be able to get this back up and running again starting sometime next week.
Yeah.
But, you know, for people who have, you know, purchased tickets and they were looking forward to seeing Hugh Jackman, you know, maybe some people went to New York. A lot of people go to New York just to see shows. And, you know, I'm sure they were tremendously disappointed. I don't remember what show it was, but I, you know what? I actually think it was Hamilton in Los Angeles, which also shut down because of COVID. Some people were already in their seats.
Whoa.
Getting ready for the performance when they made the announcement that tonight's performance has been canceled because blah, blah, blah. You talk about, you know, people disappointed. You're already dressed up. You probably went to dinner.
Well, what they should have done is had the people in the audience come and try and do the show, start to finish, then bring them up on stage.
My experience with, you know, people who go to Hamilton, they know all the words anyway. You know, they're exactly. They're singing along with the show. They probably could do it. So as of right now, that show is going to resume on January the 26th. And another show on Broadway, the Temptations tribute show, Ain't Too Proud, that is going to be closing down permanently because of all the shutdowns with COVID. So
okay. This
is having a big, big effect on live theater all over the country.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dean, I know you got to do a little TV. We'll let you go for a moment. We'll talk to you on the other end. WGN. Normally, Dean would rejoin us here, but he's doing his live report for Around Town on Channel 9 as we speak. So, Schwani, I'm glad I have another piece of presidential trivia ready to go. You ready for it?
Let's see what you have.
Yesterday was Woodrow Wilson's birthday, and Ennett knew the answer to it, but he wasn't right at the microphone at the time. But we have another presidential birthday today, which I'm kind of surprised about, right? There's only been 45 different people to hold that office, and the fact that we on back-to-back days have a president's birthday. First of all, do you have any guesses off the bat who it might be? Before I give you a
clue?
One
of the Harrisons, maybe?
Well, that's a great guess. No, that's not right. Ennett, you want to chime in? Any guesses?
Can you give us, like, an era?
You gave us a good hint yesterday.
Well, right. Well, they're not celebrating actively. They aren't alive. That's one hint. Here's I'll just say this, and you're going to guess one of two people, I imagine. I'm going to say drunk, and will that help you narrow down who it may be? Maybe not enough. Maybe that's too wide of a clue.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur is not correct, no.
And Andrew then Johnson?
Not. Yes, Andrew Johnson celebrating birthday. Yes,
and one of the obvious...
Ding, ding, ding!
Yeah.
One of the obvious answers might be Ulysses S. Grant.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
That was the other way I was going to go with it.
But Andrew Johnson.
Drunk at the inauguration of Abraham Lincoln's second term, and it was his inauguration as vice president. He rambled on in a speech that was of epic proportion, slurring words, and then his job was to swear in the senators, and they had to find a replacement about three senators in because he couldn't do it anymore.
You know, it wasn't that bad, John. I was
you remember it differently.
I remember it well.
Hey, thank God we're saved by Dean Richard, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Dean, you're saving us for more presidential trivia, my friend. Thank you.
All I heard was you were talking about slurring, and then came to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know what...
Oh,
I don't know what that connection
is. By the way, Dean, I'm sure you'll talk more about this with Schwani in the coming days when you're here in this chair. Dave Schwan was able to sell a car that wasn't starting anymore. And Dave, you said all you heard was Dean Richards' voice in your head, right?
I actually was seriously thinking about that old car is worth money.
Yep.
And cash on the spot.
Yeah, there you go, Dean.
Because I thought if all else fails,
could not be more honored. That is my legacy. Anything that I've ever done in broadcasting will be superseded by my Victory Auto Records commercial that I did 30 years ago. Hey, but speaking of the Sunday show, by the way, We'll be talking about this more on Sunday. But yesterday, our own Andy Mazur, who does sports on our show and fills in for Dave Ennett on Bob Surratt's show, yesterday popped a question to his longtime girlfriend, and amazingly, she said yes to him.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
So Andy is engaged.
Yeah.
Congratulations to Andy.
He's a sweet guy. I'm so excited. And ever since
they
she...
They are
had,
a great
yes,
couple.
Yes, yeah.
A great couple.
He Every time I see Andy, he talks about her and how excited he's been.
Yeah.
So... And I mean that. He's such a great guy, and her as well. That's awesome. And yeah, you'll have to have fun with him on Sunday for that. Although Dave said maybe he'll just let Andy come in tomorrow instead.
Yeah, as long as you're on
Friday.
Friday.
Oh, on Friday. Friday.
Yeah. He's coming in Friday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the vacation's over. You pop the question.
Yep.
Now you got nothing to do until the wedding.
Right. Yeah. all right. Well, hey, great segue. Let's talk about divorce. Dr. Dre. Oh, boy. No real good segue there.
That old car is worth money.
That was a good one. I like how you tried.
Yeah, I did. I gave it an effort. Dr. Dre is going to owe a lot, huh?
I don't remember a divorce settlement this large.
It's huge.
Dr. Dre, who is one of the most popular rappers, producers, music moguls in the world, been going through a very, very ugly divorce settlement with now his ex-wife, and they finally came to a final agreement yesterday at which he will pay $100 million to his ex-wife. She gets $50 million this year, $50 million next year. In exchange, he gets to keep all of his the masters to all of his songs, his trademarks, his stocks, his Apple stocks. They own 7 properties together, which he will get, but she gets $100 million.
Ah, so she gets the cash, and then he gets the assets.
He gets it, right. And according to reports, Dr. Dre is very, very happy with the settlement. Mm. I don't know how happy I would be shelling out $100 million
right.
to someone if it was me.
Yeah.
And, you know, let's just throw that out there, Andy Mazur. I hope you're thinking about these kinds of things as you embark on a life of bliss.
Oh, yeah. Hey, by the way, on your notes here for the next talking point, we don't have much time, but you say most popular tweets of 2021. I assume you're talking about trolls that tweet at you, Dean. Are you sharing some of your favorite troll tweets?
I am not. They have nothing to do with the creepy people who send me nasty and rude tweets all the time. These are the most liked and retweeted tweets. Who would you think would be a subject of that? Wouldn't you think it would be Taylor Swift?
Kardashian, maybe.
Kardashian, something.
Who is it?
President Joseph Biden.
Okay.
President Joe Biden was the most tweeted guy with his tweet that he put out on his inauguration day, saying it's a new day in America. It got 4 million likes that day. When Facebook and Instagram went down, Twitter put out a tweet saying, hello, literally everyone. They got 3.5 million tweets. And then pretty much the rest of the top 10 is the Korean supergroup BTS.
Yes.
With the most liked tweets of the year.
Joe Biden, number one. We're going to get some texts about that, I'm sure.
Well, you know, it is what it is.
Like it or not,
yeah. that's what it is.
Hey, before we let you go, big show Friday night?
Big show Friday night, New Year's Eve blast on WGN-TV. We'll be live. Lourdes Duarte and I will be live from the Hyatt Regency. We've got Glenn Marshall, who's going to be at Teatro Zanzani, where we were yesterday. And then we've got Patrick Elwood and Sarah Jindra. Scheduled to be at the London House. We'll be checking in some of these places and what they're doing for New Year's Eve. Plus, we'll have the big fireworks display live, and WGN will be the only place that you can watch the fireworks with the music synced up to the fireworks. So
that's great.
It'll be just like being there for people who don't want to go out on New Year's Eve. So we're going to look forward to that. I'm looking forward to filling in for Bob Surratt.
That
tomorrow
old DJ
and,
is worth listening
Friday.
To.
That's right. Exactly right. That's my cue that I think I have to go.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who's going to join you tomorrow and Friday, Dean?
Who's that?
You're talking to him.
Oh, Dave Schwann?
Oh, maybe it's not too late for me to call in.
Well, yeah.
I was kind of thinking about that.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Dean, love you, man.
Oh,
always great talk.
It's going to be like a Sunday morning reunion as we stamp out 2021.
Exactly. Dean Richards, as always, thank you, my friend. Have a good one, okay?
See you guys. Happy New Year, everybody.
Yeah, you too. All right. And look forward to Dean in a Dumbledore costume if you want on good old Channel 9.